Welcome to another episode of Mother Soccer Podcast with me, your host, Michael Blackson. I'm here, with Chinese best friend. What's going on?
Hey!
All right.
Who's our guest?
She's from Chicago.
Chicago?
Give a big gun for Sydney. Come on up, Mother Soccer.
Sydney.
You know, I don't like people to look at me no other way. I'm a lady at all times. Like, I only pull things out when I have to.
Well,
I'm a very nice girl. I don't fight, you know, like, you know, well, not being on Bad Girls Club, that was a different story. But still, I'm a sweetheart. If you meet me in person, my fans, they tell you how humble I am. I'm nice to everybody. I don't not be like a diva. Because I could if I wanted to. I've been over 10 TV shows. I could be a diva if I wanted to. So
you got this show coming out on Zeus. Mm-hmm. Anything else you're working on?
Yes, I got new music coming, too. I got a new book coming. It's called From Ken to Barbie.
Oh, backwards.
It's going to be...
Ken to Barbie.
From Ken to Barbie. I was a Ken doll. I was a Ken doll at first, and I turned to a Barbie.
Voila. I wasn't playing with Barbies when I was a kid, Mike, so I'm sorry I didn't know that.
Well, yeah. You know what a Ken doll is.
No.
It's a boy doll.
No, Barbie and Ken. It was Barbie's boyfriend, Ken.
Oh, yeah.
But she went from Ken to Barbie.
Yes, so that's what the book is going to be called because, excuse
Ew,
me, I'm
you
sorry.
Burp like a man.
I was
she is a man.
A Shut the fuck up. You know how to use your input on everything.
So when you met Michael Blackson for the first time, did you think he was
when
cute?
When I first met Michael, I was trying my hardest to get him back to the hotel, to have him take me back to the hotel in Chicago. Because I wanted to try to, like, get him. At that time, I still was, like, kind of, like,
shady sitting star.
Shady. Yeah.
But she tricks him and doesn't tell them that she's a...
No, I
she
don't
She just came and took a picture. That was it.
But
as soon as I took the picture,
somebody told me. Who I was.
Yeah, sorry. They said she has a whole dick.
Well, it's not a whole, but it's pretty
close. I said, thanks for telling me, motherfuckers.
Wait, he said he wanted to grab my phone real quick and throw it. Like, give me your phone, bitch. Because she's about to blow a media takeout and we're out here. No, I wouldn't. I didn't even do that, though.
Like, as soon as I took the picture, my people know. So people
I didn't know who Sydney Starr was.
His tribe was going to get you, bitch.
It's not like you was an A-list celebrity, motherfucker.
I know I'm a Z-lister, but still, like, you know, all the Z-listers are known. Too.
All my guests are Z-listers.
No, I'm that bitch.
You got the baddest transgender bitch on your show.
I agree.
Like, for real. You have the baddest, the bitch.
And you got William the baddest, Sydney Starr bad. Like, what's popping in this motherfucker?
No one knows you yet.
Pikachu's brother.
No, he was actually on.
I was on MTV's Catfish.
He was on MTV's Catfish.
Catfish.
But one, you know, it's only one episode. So.
What happened?
He catfished the nigga.
Well, I was okay. So it was so this guy was selling his nudes on OnlyFans to old white men and going on dates with them. So my girlfriend, who's a stripper, said, "Why don't we hook you up with him? But I'll talk to him first to get him, you know, a little aroused up, and then we'll get into like a threesome and bring you in as the foursome." And he was cool with it, but then Catfish called, and it was a whole big shit, and it was horrible. But, you know, we still got it after the show, so I still got what I wanted.
What did you get?
I got the dick.
This is a disgrace. This is an absolute disgrace. You're out here using women's pictures.
I wasn't using. My friend was trying to hook me up with him because he was down with it, okay? And he was going on dates with old men and selling himself to the old men. So why not have
a
boy?
Flash main way.
We're not saying names.
I mean, he don't give a fuck. He sells his ass nudes to gay guys, but he's straight.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Flash man way.
He has a fat ass.
So that's why my stripper friend said, "Why don't we hook you up?"
He gets all the money from the gays in the community, and that's how he makes his money. But he's not gay at all.
Well, he did fuck you though.
Hey, Mike. I think after
he fucked you.
Uh-oh.
He knew all this other tea.
Hey, Mike, I think after the show, I need to get baptized again.
I agree.
With holy water.
I don't think my dick will get hard for the next 3 years.
You know what?
Use good thoughts. It always helps.
You know, I honestly wish I'd left your ass at the hotel.
You needed me, bitch.
No, I don't. I've done this before.
Yeah, well, I bring it out of you.
I've done Breakfast Club by myself.
Yeah, and you looked a fool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you looked a fool after you got your surgery done after 16
well,
days.
Guess what? It helped.
What kind of surgery? Oh.
He got surgery.
I got my ass done.
And his stomach done, but he's
hold up, like a like a BBL?
He got, yes. So he you got get your silicone, fat and you put it in the silicone. Back and you make it, you know,
lipo in the stomach. And
well, you got how many surgeries, bitch?
You still.
How many surgeries you got?
You remember that famous black guy that had it on the beach? He had an ass done. Remember that? Did you
Who's that?
It was one guy that got a BBL. It was like a picture all over the internet. You ever seen that?
Well, yeah, your ass just gets like really
fine. Okay.
Goodness. Oh, we don't want to see that. Sit the fuck down. Okay,
fine. This is the Mother Sucker Podcast with Michael Blackson. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe, rate, comment, and share wherever you listen to podcasts. Did you get your ass done, Sydney?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but yours is silicone, bitch. That means if it rips out, you die.
I got silicone. That's not funny. I got the silicone. And yeah, I gotten lipo.
And you gotta get it done again or it's gonna end up like Nikki's falling.
I've gotten lips done. I've gotten a lot of shit. This is my second pair of breast implants. I'm going back for a third.
What are you gonna do? Get it bigger?
Oh no, I'm just
gonna get them taken out because they're a little.
I'm just getting them redone, and then I got to get my right breast implant cat size.
Who did your titties? Is it?
Dr. Robert, Dr.
Fort Lauderdale.
Kagan in Atlanta. Dr. Kagan.
Okay.
And it was a female. It wasn't. Doctor.
Who did your Dr. Crenshaw? Who did your
Crenshaw? What's his name? Look at him.
I'm just playing, man. Who did
his name was Dr. Scottsdale, and he lives out of Phoenix. Carlos Mata, thank you.
And
we filmed it.
Have you heard of that doctor? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. He did a great job. And he made me look like a monster.
We still got to go back because the belly came back.
No, it's.
You still got a belly.
It looks good.
No, yes.
How much? Oh my God, I believe.
Look.
I'm not looking.
Bitch. Where's the belly, bitch?
How much did you pay for your ass?
Jump up and down. Jump up and down with the shirt up.
Jump up and down.
Jump up and down with the shirt.
Why don't you show your stomach? It's fat.
Why you charge you $20,000? Because you're a boy?
No, because I did everything. What is it supposed to. In LA, it would have been like 40. Hello.
Yeah, but how long ago was
it? What's that thing in the front?
It's a dick.
Oh.
Oh my God.
So look, mine looks not that Jesus. Bad, and I've had lipo.
Yeah, well, mine looks better. You gotta go back again, sis.
Yes, but it's not as bad as yours. Yes, so you gotta go back.
You know what, sis? You're a hater. You're a hater. You're just mad because I'm a gay boy and I did it better than you. You could have never been me. You could have never been the thickest white boy, bitch.
Oh, but I get all the dick.
Yeah, because you had to get
dick out of my co-host's face, please.
Where?
Oh my God, Chinese best friend, you got a whole dick.
She wants her black skin.
Oh my God.
It's not that.
Go over there, Michael. Yeah.
Sit down, Sydney. I'm going to gut you like a fish.
You could sit on Mike. It's okay.
Mike, can I twerk on
you? No, yeah, you don't. Yeah, don't twerk on me.
No.
Twerking Thursday has been canceled for life.
Yeah,
Twerking
Thursday.
Thursday.
Just Wednesday.
Oh, we missed Taco Tuesday yesterday.
I missed it because I was supposed to come here on Thursday.
Oh, well, you came here today.
So you leave me town?
Like, if you would have known, I'm a bad bitch. Like, if you would have just seen me in the club, like, walking around like this, you'd have been like, damn, that's a bad bitch.
But they would have noticed the front. It has a thing there.
Well, I would have had my purse like this.
Oh, yeah.
Let me show y'all. I would have had it walking like
Sydney.
We're still doing the show.
Oh, okay.
Sydney, sit down. Gosh.
Okay.
I was getting a little beside myself.
Yeah, they could.
They can't see you from that angle.
We need to give her a wireless headset.
So look, let me tell y'all my secret. Sometimes when I don't feel like tucking, I put my purse in front of it.
Oh, just to hide your dick.
Yeah, or shut up. It's not a dick. It's a pearl tongue.
It's a dick.
It's a pearl. It's like a girl pearl. That's what I call it.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.